Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Mentally Yours from Ellen and Yvette. Focus on your mental health, you surely won't regret. It's mentally yours.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Mentally Yours. So this is a Christmas special that we're putting out. Basically, we're in that weird period.
Betwixtmas?
That's what it's called. Betwixtmas. Between Christmas and New Year's, which can be difficult generally, I think, for anyone. But obviously this is a mental health podcast, so we thought we'd chat about the festive period and mental health.
And some practical advice on how to deal with it, because it is normal to feel a bit kind of lost and weird right now.
Because everything can get a bit sort of different.
All the build-up of Christmas, and now it's just like, right, don't really know what to do now.
Floating around now, yeah.
It's cold.
So something we thought we'd chat about today is getting creative.
Mm. We know that getting creative is good for us.
Yeah.
We know that it's good for your mental health in general to do something kind of hands-on and create something that gives you a sense of achievement.
Mm.
And now is a good time to do it, because as we mentioned, I think on yesterday's episode, everything's closed.
Yeah.
There's not much going on.
No.
So now's a good time to kind of dedicate to, you know, arts and crafts.
Yeah.
Or whatever creative pursuit you like.
Creative stuff. And like you say, creative stuff can be really handy, particularly if you're kind of struggling with mental health stuff. Because if there's a lot of stuff going on in your head, if your head's a bit sort of fuzzy, it can be really good to just be doing stuff with your hands. So whether that's painting or drawing or knitting or colouring in, whatever kind of thing that you like, it can be just quite nice, because it does literally takes your mind off things.
Mm.
I don't know about the science behind it, but when you do stuff with your hands,
there's definitely some science behind
but it feels better.
But it's, I think, also something that's a bit challenging can be really helpful, because for me personally, I found that it's very difficult for my brain to be having intrusive, obsessive thoughts if I'm focusing on, like, putting some IKEA furniture together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's impossible to do at the same time. So just finding something that is hands-on, a little bit challenging, and that you have to completely, like, focus your energy on can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
But obviously that is not for everyone.
No.
You could also... What else can you do? You like singing.
I do like singing, yeah. Around the Christmas period, obviously, a lot of people kind of get sick of Christmas songs, but I don't really ever get sick of Christmas songs.
Hmm.
So what tends to happen in my house around Christmas is we'll do a lot of Christmas singing around a piano. It's all very... Actually, it's probably quite weird for people who are new to the situation. So, like, for new boyfriends...
interesting.
I think they probably find it quite strange and quite challenging, especially if they can't sing. But, you know, everyone gets quite musical. For me, singing is great. And I suppose the science bit behind it is... Well, it's not massively scientific. But for me personally, if I'm sort of caught up in my head, singing is great, because you're then focused on the notes and the words, and that's, you're just sort of in the music, aren't you? So it doesn't matter if you've been stressed beforehand, it doesn't matter if you're lonely beforehand, you're kind of focused on the music. So that's why it's good for my mental health, I find personally.
Whereas for me, that would be hell. Like, I would absolutely hate that. So I'm just not a big singer at all.
What I like, though, the other thing about singing is, I suppose I've just sort of been saying about it from a personal point of view, if I was doing that on my, you know, at home or with family or on my own. But also it can be great, I think, in terms of getting out and meeting people.
Mm.
Around Christmas, it's really lovely because you have carol concerts, things like that. So you don't have to be, the things, you don't have to be a good singer. You just have to know the words to, you don't even have to know the words because the books are there. So you just have to kind of go and sort of sing a bit or just listen to some of it if you want. And you're already kind of part of something. So yeah. That's what I really like about singing as well, especially singing in a choir, you're part of something. And I think that's quite nice.
That does, it's still not my thing. So, but, you know, we're different people. You don't like IKEA furniture.
I would hate IKEA furniture. Yeah, no.
But there's loads of stuff you can do. You could do baking. You could get creative with your Christmas leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Make an amazing sandwich.
An amazing sandwich.
That's always fun.
Yeah. You do something creative with your Christmas wrapping paper.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. Like, it sounds silly, but all that leftover stuff that very often can't be recycled.
Mm.
Shocking.
Don't throw it away. Mm. Actually, you know, one thing that I really like doing, because, I'm not going to set aside because I like doing it. So old Christmas cards or old birthday cards or old Christmas paper and stuff, you can then reuse to make new Christmas cards.
Yeah.
And like new Christmas tags and stuff. I mean, admittedly, that doesn't mean you then have to save it until the next year. But, you know.
No, but it's fun.
It is fun.
Even if you do then forget you've made it,
mm.
which I've done before,
yeah.
and then buy a ton of new stuff and go, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. But it depends on the card. This is the amount that I've do it, you know. But like if you get some sort of glittery card, sometimes you can just kind of cut the glittery bits out and then make like a birthday card or a christening card or things like that anyway. So, yeah. And again, with the wrapping paper, it really depends on the paper. I'm not going to keep... I could talk about this all day. I think this is getting way too niche now.
But. No, but I think it's like even Marie Kondo is very big on... She's the life-changing magic of tidying up person.
Yeah, yeah.
So she has a lot of stuff about put things in boxes. But if you want to make the box feel special, you can decorate it.
Mm-hmm.
Use your wrapping paper.
Yeah.
I think also when...
Scrapbooks. Because scrapbook. This is a great time of year for scrapbooks,
yes.
I feel.
And also I think when you're taking down all your Christmas decorations, your house might feel a bit less festive and merry. You can be creative in that sense. You can make your house feel like a nice, cozy place again.
Yeah. You wouldn't take them down yet, though, would you?
I mean, I wouldn't, but I know some people are, like, strict.
Oh.
They do it Boxing Day, take down the decorations, take down the tree, it's done.
Mm.
Isn't it bad luck as well?
It's meant to be Twelfth Night.
Is that New Year's Day?
That's
I'm going to expose my lack of knowledge.
I don't want to say because I'll get it wrong, but it's, yeah, so it's 12, whatever. Yeah, I'm not going
to
say.
Yeah, but also feel free to get your tree up if you like it.
Yeah, if you like it.
I think Christmas decorations are great. But yeah, essentially get creative in whatever way feels good, whether that's decorating or cooking.
Or colouring in.
Colouring in, drawing. Doing dot to dots,
yeah,
which I've been enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
They don't sound particularly cool, but they are actually quite fun.
Also, you said earlier when we were chatting off air about sort of making a quiz or like making lists?
Oh, yeah. So basically my brother and I have this tradition. We usually do it on New Year's Eve, but you could do it towards the end of the year. And you basically do like top 10 lists for the past year.
Mm.
So you'll do like top 10 films or top 10 like moments more personally. And it's nice. Like you just kind of reflect a bit on the year that's just been.
Yeah.
But also it is a creative thing and trying to remember your favourite songs of the year, favourite movies.
Mm.
It's just nice.
Yeah, good time. Good time to make a Spotify playlist.
Yes, that would be actually, you know, I'm not going to turn this into an ad for Spotify, but obviously they do like your top.
Yeah, I know they did that for you. That's cheating. Yeah. I'm not even going to look at that on principle. I'm just going to make my own.
I mean, that's an option. You can also just use the ready-made one and look back on. It's nice memories.
Okay.
I did a thing with my workmates actually where we swapped our top year ones.
Oh yeah,
if that makes sense. And it's very fun because you feel like you're in someone else's brain for a bit.
Oh,
but you know, or make your own music. Yeah, if you're not musical like Yvette, again, IKEA furniture or other creative pursuits.
Thanks very much for joining us today. So tomorrow we're going to be chatting about dating yourself.
Yes, I'm a big proponent of this.
Mm.
Self-love.
This is an exciting one, so you should join us for that. In the meantime, the Samaritans are always available to listen if you want to chat to them. Their number is 116 123, or you can find them online at samaritans.org.
Thanks very much to our producer Sam Bonham and to Lucy Baker for the jingles, and to you for listening. See you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.